Chapter 13, The Deliverance of Jagayana Madhai. At the time of Sri Chaitanya Dev's appearance, Sri Navadvip Dham was inhabited by Hindus abiding by Aryan culture and also by non-Hindus abiding by Yavan culture. In order to prove to those of both faiths that everyone has equal qualification for Bhagavad Bhakti, Sriman Mahaprabhu gave the following order to Sriman Nityanand Prabhu, who was born in a Brahmin family, as well as to Srila Haridas Thakur, who was born in a non-Hindu Muslim family. Shuno Shuno Nityanand, Shuno Haridas, Sarvatra Amar Agya Karaho Prakash, Prati Ghare Ghare Giya Karo E Bhiksha, Bala Krishna Bhajo Krishna Karo Krishna Shiksha. Ihava Arna Baliba Palaiba Dina Avasane Ashi Amare Kahiba Tomare Karile Bhiksha Jena Baliba Tabe Ami Chakra Haste Sabare Katiba. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 13.8-11. Listen Nityanand, listen Haridas, on my order, both of you go to the houses of all types of people, be they outside, within or above the Varnashram system, and beg them, O brothers, kindly chant Krishna Krishna and thus perform kirtan of Sri Krishna's names. Engage in worshipping Krishna, serving him through the performance of kirtan, and become learned in Krishna's instruction. Beg them for nothing but this, and give them no other instruction. Beg like this during the day for the benefit of all living entities, and in the evening return to me and tell me everything. I will be well pleased, knowing that you are endeavoring for the true welfare of the jivas. This is my sole objective, and I will accomplish it through you, my right and left hands. With my Sudarshan Chakra, I shall strike down those who refuse your request. Upon hearing the Lord's order, all the Vaishnavas laughed. Footnote: the vow of the Lord in the incarnation of Sri Gaura is Ebe hastra na dharibe, pran kare na maribe, chitta shuddhi karibe sabar. This means that in this incarnation, he will neither carry a weapon nor slay anyone. Rather, he will purify the hearts of all. That is why all the Vaishnavas began to laugh when they heard Sriman Mahaprabhu's declaration that he would kill anyone who disobeyed the order of Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Sri Haridas Thakur. Who has the capacity to transgress the Lord's order? Hena agya jaha Nityanand shire bahe, ithe aparita jar se subuddhi nahi. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 13.13. Those who lack faith in the orders of Sri Gaur Sundar, which Sri Nityanand Prabhu himself carries on his head, are certainly not very intelligent. Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur immediately went out to preach. Whichever doorstep they came to, the people, seeing them in the attire of renunciates, invited them in to take a meal. At that time, Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur said, "Brothers, we only want these alms from you. Chant Krishna Krishna, worship Krishna, and hear charming narrations about him. He is our life, our wealth, and our very soul. O brothers, please chant Krishna's names with one pointed attention." In this way, Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur went door to door and begged people to chant Harinam. When the two Prabhus arrived at the house of a gentleman, that gentleman, a devotee of the Lord, became delighted to hear their words and would say with folded hands, "We will certainly perform Krishna Bhajan." On the other hand, wicked people would say, "Just see how Nimai Pandit has gone mad. Abandoning all his duties, he goes on chanting Krishna Krishna day and night. By this, he makes peaceful, mannerly gentlemen go mad too. By associating with him, you too, who were good, sane people, have also become mad. Why have you come to make us mad as well?" When Srila Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur approached the house of someone who was barred from entering Srivas Thakur's house during Sri Gaur Sundar's Kirtan, that person would be ready to beat them on sight. Some wicked people would say, "Those two are thieves. During the day, they dress up as saintly personalities and roam around looking to see who has the most wealth and which house is unattended by its owner, so that they can return in the night with their clan, rob the house and run away. If this is the behavior of a civilized person, if they come here again, we will catch them and take them to the magistrate." Hearing such statements, the two Prabhus would laugh and continue on their way. By the potency of Sri Chaitanya Dev's order, they were completely fearless. In this mood, they would go out to preach every day and then report back to Vishwambhar in the evening. Two notorious drunkards. One day, as Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur were propagating Harinam, they encountered two drunkards with extremely fearsome natures. Due to intoxication, their eyes were red. They had lost their minds to excessive drinking and had no inkling of what they were doing or saying. They sometimes embraced each other's necks, sometimes grabbed each other's hair and fought, and other times cussed at each other with filthy language. Sri Nityananda Prabhu made inquiries about them from those nearby. "To which caste do these two men belong? How has their intelligence become like this?" Some people said, "O great soul, these two are Brahmins by caste. Their parents were highly respectable people in society. Their lineage was flawless. But their intelligence has been spoiled by their mixing with wicked persons since their childhood. Because of this, they began to commit all kind of illicit acts, and their family threw them out of their house. Since then, they have become out of control, wandering about with drunkards and gamblers. Having sinned extensively, they have become so uninhibited that people become terrified just hearing their name. These two may, at any time, set fire to someone's home or forcefully steal another's possessions. There is no sin they do not commit. They rob and plunder, and although they are from Brahmin family, they eat cow flesh." Hearing these details, Sri Nityananda Prabhu felt great compassion for them both. He thus contemplated how to deliver them. "My Lord Sri Gaur Sundar has advented just to deliver the fallen souls, and where else could we find sinners such as these? People do not understand my Lord's glories because he keeps them hidden, and so they ridicule him. If my Lord were to deliver such sinful souls as these two, then everyone in this world would see his divine power. Those unfortunate people who do not understand his glories and who make offenses at his lotus feet by considering him an ordinary human being will realize his magnificence and surrender to those lotus feet. If I can cause these two souls to have revelation of Chaitanya, then I, Nityananda, will be known as his servant. They have become intoxicated and have forgotten their own selves. But should they become equally intoxicated by chanting Krishna's name, shedding tears and crying out, 'O my Prabhu,' then my wanderings will have borne fruit. As of now, even upon touching their shadows, people jump in the Ganga, fully dressed in order to purify themselves. I shall have lived up to my name only when such people see them and consider it equal to bathing in the Ganga. O Haridas, just see the condition of these two Brahmins. Although they took birth in a Brahmin family, they are utterly wretched. Seeing their behavior, one would consider it impossible for them to ever be delivered from the clutches of Yamaraj. O Haridas, when the wicked Yavanas try to kill you, you prayed to the Lord for their well-being. Does your heart not melt today upon seeing the condemned condition of the two of them? Jadi tumi शुभ अनुसंधान करे मने, तबे से उद्धार पाए ए दुई जने। तुम्हार संकल्प प्रभु ना करे अन्यथा, अपन कहिला प्रभु ए तत्व कथा। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 13.66-67। इफ इन योर हार्ट यू डिजायर देयर वेल बीइंग, देन दे मे ऑल्सो बी डिलीवर्ड, बिकॉज द लॉर्ड वुड नेवर वायलेट योर डिसीजन। द लॉर्ड हैज डिक्लेयर्ड दिस हिमसेल्फ। So if you request him to shower his mercy on these two unfortunate souls, he will surely hear you and deliver them. Today let the three worlds witness firsthand an incident like Purana's narration of Ajamil's salvation. The deliverance of these two will show everyone the power of Sri Gaur Sundar, the Lord of our life. Because Srila Haridas Thakur knew well the glories of Sri Nitan Prabhu, he understood that the two drunkards were already delivered. Srila Haridas Thakur knew Sri Nitya Prabhu to be Baldev Prabhu himself. Thus he had faith that the two drunkards' deliverance had been assured the moment Nitya Prabhu had desired it. Thinking like this, Srila Haridas Thakur said, O Mahashay, this desire of yours must also be the Lord's desire. Out of your humility, you are asking me to request the Lord to deliver them. By this, you are demonstrating that great personalities, though fully competent at everything, give honor to everyone. But I am like an animal with no power to discriminate between right and wrong. If I were so audacious as to take your words to mean I am a Vaishnav, such that the merciful Sri Krishna would deliver these two sinners on the strength of my appeal, then this would make me no better than an animal. It's only right that you hide yourself from those with animalistic natures. Thus your hiding yourself from me is proof of my animalistic nature. I am a living entity forgetful of Krishna. You impart many teachings to me through your own behavior in order to manifest my true nature and to engage me in the service to Bhagwan. Sri Nitya Prabhu embraced Srila Haridas Thakur and tenderly said, Let us inform these two of our merciful Lord's order, which we take with us as we wander. Let us tell them to chant Harinam. Although they are great sinners, and it is doubtful whether or not they will chant at our request, to fulfill our duty, we must tell them about Harinam. It will be up to them whether they chant or not. Sri Nitya Prabhu together with Srila Haridas Thakur went to tell the two sinners about Harinam. People nearby strove to convince them not to go. You will risk your lives by going near to these two miscreants, they said. Our throats became dry just hearing their voices as we sit inside our homes. We do not understand why you would so recklessly go near them. Oh brothers, these people are completely oblivious to who or whatever a sannyasi is. They even murdered Brahmins and cows. So who are you to them? Sri Nityam Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur paid no mind to the people's words. They approached the two sinners while chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Jagai and Madai were free of Vaishnava Prad. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written, Sarva Papa Sei Doir Sharir Janmila, Vaishnerva Ninda Pab Sabe Na Haila, Ahara Nisha Madhyapir Sanga Ranga Thake, Nahila Vaishnav Ninda E Sab Pake. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 13.39-40. All the sins in existence were present in the bodies of these two drunkards. The only sin they were free of was criticism of Vaishnavs. Because they remained day and night in the company of drunkards, they had never committed the offense of criticizing a Vaishnav. The wise Sri Nityam Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur detect what superficial observers can never see. They were fully aware that although these were the two greatest sinners, they were not offenders of the Vaishnavs, Vaishnava Pradis. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, जे सभाय वैष्णव निंदा मात्र है सर्वधर्म थाकिलो तबु है शय। सन्यासी सभाए यदि है निंदा कर्म, मध्य पर सभा है दे से सभा अधर्म। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 13.41-42। An assembly in which the Vaishnavas are blasphemed is destroyed, even if all other principles of religion are present there. If a Vaishnava is being criticized in an assembly of sannyasis, then that assembly is more sinful than a group of drunkards. Going near the two drunkards, Jagai and Madai, Sri Nitya Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur imparted another teaching. Those who follow the Lord's order should never sit in an irreligious assembly where Vaishnavas are criticized. The reason is as follows. Madhya pere nishkriti ache kon kale, par charchakrer gati nahi kabu bhale. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 13.43. It is possible for a drunkard to be delivered, but those who criticize Vaishnav can never attain an auspicious destination. Jagai and Madai give chase. Thinking in this way, Sri Nitya Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur stopped some distance from the two drunkards and said, "O brothers, both of you please chant Krishna Krishna and worship Sri Krishna, because only Sri Krishna is the mother, father, wealth and life of everyone. Sri Krishna Chandra has descended only for the welfare of people like you. So please give up your sinful activities and engage in bhajan of him." When Jagai and Madai heard Sri Nitya Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur, they raised their heads to look at them and their eyes reddened in anger. They ran towards Sri Nitya Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur in an attempt to catch them. Seeing them coming, the two Prabhus fled. The two drunkards chased after them, shouting, "Stop! Stop!" and hurling various abuses. The two Prabhus fearfully tried to run even faster. Seeing them running, nearby gentlemen said to one another, "We warned them in advance, but they did not listen. Now they have put themselves in great danger." Out of fear, the gentlemen began to pray to the Lord for their protection. All the godless people gleefully laughed and said, "Bhagwan has given these two impostors a fitting punishment." Meanwhile, the drunkards chased after the two Thakurs shouting, "We have got them now," but they were unable to catch them. Sri Nitya Prabhu said, "I thought that by teaching them about Krishna's holy name, we would turn these two drunkards into Vaishnavas, but we will be lucky to even survive." Srila Haridas Thakur said, "Thakur, what is the point of saying all this now? Your intelligence led you to instruct them about Sri Krishna, and now we will all fall into the jaws of death. It is an offense to give Harinam to faithless persons. We are facing the proper punishment for instructing drunkards in Krishna bhajan. Oh my Lord, may we just come out of this alive." Talking like this, the two Prabhus fled laughing, as the drunkards ran behind them, bellowing threats. Jagai and Madai were obese, so they were unable to run well, yet they staggered along quickly in an effort to catch the two Prabhus. The drunkards called, "Oh brothers, where will you run to? How will you escape the clutches of Jagai and Madai today? Do you know that this is Jagai and Madai you are dealing with? Hey, just stop and look back a moment." As they ran, the two Prabhus called out in fear, "Oh Krishna, please protect us. Krishna, please protect us. Oh Govinda." The youthful Sri Nityam Prabhu was able to leap forward as he ran, whereas the elderly and somewhat heavy set, Srila Haridas Thakur, could not run so quickly. Gasping as he ran, Srila Haridas Thakur affectionately reprimanded Sri Nityanand Prabhu, "I cannot run so fast. I do not know why I willingly came with this restless person to die. Only recently, Bhagwan Sri Krishna protected me from the hands of Yavanas, and today I have again fallen into great danger, all because of this restless person's intelligence." In retaliation, Sri Nityam Prabhu said with a gentle smile, "I am not restless. Consider it for yourself who is truly to blame for our present dire situation. It is none other than your Lord, Sri Gaur Sundar himself, who is responsible. Only after seeing his restlessness, I have become restless. Otherwise, I would not be even slightly restless. Mahaprabhu is a Brahmin beggar, yet like a king he has given his order to preach the holy name in every house. It is only on his order that we go from door to door telling everyone about the Lord's names. His order is unprecedented. It has never been heard anywhere else. And what do we get in return for fulfilling his orders? Someone calls us thieves. Someone else calls us imposters. All these problems arise when we follow his instructions. But when we do not follow them, he becomes angry, and you blame it all on me. You do not see any fault in your Lord." In this way, as they ran from the two drunkards straggling behind them, the Prabhus engaged in playful, loving banter. At last, Sri Nityam Prabhu and Sri Haridas Thakur made it to Mahaprabhu's home and quickly went inside. In their intoxicated state, the drunkards ran here and there, looking for them. Unable to find them, they began to quarrel with one another. And because they were completely drunk, they could not determine where they were. After a while, Sri Nityam Prabhu and Sri Haridas Thakur peered out. The drunkards were not to be seen, and Srila Nityam Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur became peaceful. Laughing and embracing one another, they went to Lord Vishwambhar. Conferring with Sriman Mahaprabhu. When Sri Nityam Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur approached Mahaprabhu, he was seated in the midst of the assembly of the Vaishnavas, discussing narrations about Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu was absorbed in explaining the fundamental truths underlying the identity of Sri Krishna, and it appeared as if the Lord of Shvetadip, Sri Vishnu himself, was sitting among his associates. Sri Nityam Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur related all the events that had taken place that day. They said, "Today we saw two very strange people, big drunkards, but they call themselves Brahmins. For their own benefit, we told them to chant the name of Krishna, but they chased us all the way here. It was only by great fortune that we were saved." Mahaprabhu asked, "Who are they? What are their names? And why do they engage in such abominable activities as drinking and stealing despite being Brahmins?" Ganga Das and Shivas Pandit said, "O Prabhu, their names are Jagai and Madai. They took birth in a high-class Brahmin family here in Navdeep, but their intelligence was so spoiled due to their keeping bad company. Their activities are so sinful that people become terrified just by hearing their names. There is no sinful activity that they have not committed. They even eat the flesh of cows. There is no house that they have not robbed. O Lord, it is difficult to describe their sinful acts." Mahaprabhu replied, "If those two wretches were to come here, I would cut their bodies into many pieces." Sri Nityam Prabhu said, "I cannot say whether or not you would chop their body into pieces, but I can confidently say this. As long as they both remain in the area, I will not preach elsewhere. Your glories will only be revealed when you make them chant Krishna, Krishna." Religious people naturally chant the names of Bhagwan, but their doing so does not show your true glory. The two drunkards know nothing besides sin. I shall accept that you are Patit Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen, only when you reform them and bless them with Krishna Bhakti. In delivering these two miscreants, your glory will many times more than in your deliverance of us. Lord Vishwambhar smiled and said, "O Nityananda, their deliverance was assured the moment they had your darshan. The fact that you are so eager for their welfare means that Sri Krishna will surely deliver them soon." When the Lord said these words, the devotees joyfully called out, "Jai!" Everyone was now assured of Jagai and Madan's deliverance. Srila Haridas Thakur said to Sri Advaita Acharya, Shriman Mahaprabhu sends me out to preach with the extremely restless Sri Nityanand Prabhu. He leaves me behind, and where he goes I do not know. Sometimes he jumps into the flooding Ganga in the rainy season and tries to catch crocodiles. Standing on the river bank, I anxiously call out to him, but he just goes on swimming. If my calling brings him out of the river and onto its bank, he then chases after the children playing there with the intention of beating them. When the children's parents come with sticks to beat him, I have to catch hold of their feet and with great difficulty convince them to return home. Sometimes he snatches milk and yogurt from the milkman and then flees, and they catch and threaten to beat me. O Acharya, these are not even the most shocking of all his activities. Sometimes he does such things that I am embarrassed to even speak them aloud. When he sees a young unmarried girl, he orders her to marry him. Sometimes he climbs atop a bull and declares, I am Shiva. And at other times, he milks others' cows and then drinks that milk. When I tell him not to do such things, he reviles you, saying, What can your Advaita do to me? And what can that Chaitanya, whom you call Bhagwan, do to me? I never tell Mahaprabhu these things. It is by great fortune that my life was saved today. True drunkards were lying intoxicated on the street, and this Mahashay, great personality, began to instruct even them on Krishna Nam. To say nothing of chanting Krishna's name, they became infuriated and ran to hit us. It was only because of your mercy that our lives were somehow or other saved. Srila Advaitacharya's loving criticism. Hearing this, Advaitacharya laughed and said, There is nothing surprising in this. One drunkard received the opportunity to associate with other drunkards. Footnote: The internal meaning is that just as Jagai and Madai were intoxicated on ordinary liquor, Sri Nityanand was intoxicated by the mellows of Sri Hari's name. Therefore, it is appropriate for all three drunkards to stay in one place together. But because you are already devoted to the Lord, do not worry. You are not obligated to go near them. They will come to you. I am well aware of Sri Nityanand's character. He will make everyone intoxicated. Just see, Haridas, he will bring those two drunkards into our community in just 2 or 3 days. Saying this, Sri Advaitacharya became overcome with anger. He removed some of his clothes and spoke many things. Everyone will hear about Sriman Mahaprabhu's devotion to Sri Krishna, he said. Everyone will see his potency exhibited through his dancing and singing. Tomorrow you will see Nimai and Nitai meeting and dancing with these two drunkards. Nimai and Nitai will equalize all castes. In this way, people will destroy not only their own caste, but all of ours as well. Let us therefore flee from here and save our caste. Not everyone has the capacity to understand Srila Advaitacharya's love-laden words. But because Srila Haridas Thakur was well aware of his position, he laughed to see him in such an angry mood. He was now fully convinced that both drunkards would be delivered very soon, and so it happened. The deliverance of Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai habitually wandered from place to place. One day, they came to the ghat where Mahaprabhu regularly bathed in the Ganga. By providence, they made that place their temporary base. From that ghat, they wandered elsewhere, creating a nuisance wherever they went. Because of their behavior, all the residents of Navdeep, whether big or small, rich or poor, were terrified at heart. In fear of Jagai and Madai, those who would normally bathe at the three junctions of the day would not go to the river alone in the evening but in the groups of 10 to 20. Jagai and Madai stayed near Mahaprabhu's home at night and remained awake listening to the Lord's Kirtan. Under the influence of alcohol, they would dance in great joy upon hearing the sounds of mridangas and kartalas used in the kirtan. As they danced, they would continuously drink liquor. They would settle down a bit during a break in the kirtan, but as soon as the kirtan began again, they would resume their dancing. Due to the intoxication, they lost all sense of where they were and where they had come from, thinking the musical sounds of the Krishna Kirtan to be a song to Mangal Chandi, means Goddess Durga. The moment they saw Sriman Mahaprabhu, they said, "Nimai Pandit, you must certainly complete the song to Mangal Chandi. You all sing very beautifully, but we want to actually see you perform the Kirtan and not just hear it from outside. We will bring you whatever we can for your worship of Mangal Chandi." Upon seeing the rogues, the Lord stayed far away from them, and all the people avoided them by taking another route. One night, after wandering throughout the town, Sri Nityam Prabhu was returning home alone. Dead drunk, Jagan Madai came up to him, one on either side, and shouted, "Who is this? Who is this?" Sri Nityam Prabhu said, "I am going to the Lord's house. What is your name?" Enacting a pastime in which he adopted the mood of a child, Sri Nityam Prabhu replied, "My name is Avadhuta." The only reason that Nityam Prabhu went to that place that night was to deliver the two drunkards. But hearing Nityam Prabhu say Avadhuta, Madai became extremely angry and struck him on the forehead with a broken clay pot. The pot shattered into many pieces and blood began to flow from Sri Nityam Prabhu's head. At that time, Sri Nityam Prabhu remembered Bhagwan Sri Govinda. Seeing the blood flowing from Sri Nityam Prabhu's forehead, Jagai felt sympathy in his heart. Grabbing Madhai's arms, which were raised and ready to strike Sri Nityam Prabhu again, Jagai said, "Madhai, why did you act so cruelly? Do you think you will become big and important by hitting an outsider? Leave him be. That's enough. Do not hit Avadhuta again. What will you gain by hitting a sannyasi?" The people standing nearby observed this and were horrified. They ran to Mahaprabhu's home to tell him everything. Sriman Mahaprabhu immediately ran to that place with his associates. Seeing the blood flowing from Sri Nityam Prabhu's forehead, Mahaprabhu lost his composure and shouted, "Chakra, chakra, chakra." In an instant, Jagan Madai directly saw Mahaprabhu's chakra appear in his hand. Seeing this, the devotees became uneasy. Sri Nityam Prabhu prayed to Mahaprabhu, "Oh Lord, Madai hit me, but Jagai protected me. And although blood is flowing from my forehead, I do not feel the slightest pain. Please be peaceful and mercifully give them their lives in charity." When he heard the words, "Jagai protected me," the Lord, who is affectionate to his devotees, became pleased with Jagai and embraced him. "Jagai," he said, "may Krishna be merciful to you. By protecting Nityanand today, you have purchased me. Ask from me whatever you desire. Today you shall receive Prema Bhakti." The Vaishnav rejoiced upon seeing the Lord bestowing mercy on Jagai. Jagai fell unconscious in transcendental love the very moment the Lord said that. The Lord then showed him his four-armed form. When Madhai saw Mahaprabhu's mercy upon Jagai, he fell down at Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, "O Lord, now that you have bestowed your mercy upon Jagai, please shower it upon me as well." The Lord said, "There is no possibility for you to obtain auspiciousness, for you have caused blood to flow from Nityanand's head. If Nityanand forgives you, then I will also forgive you." Weeping, Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Sri Nityam Prabhu and begged for forgiveness. Sri Nityam Prabhu picked him up and embraced him, then said to Mahaprabhu, "O Lord, if I performed any good deeds in any birth, then I give the results of those deeds to Madhai please accept him. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became pleased and embraced Madhai. In this way, Jagai and Madhai became topmost Vaishnavas. Srimad Mahaprabhu brought Jagai and Madhai to his home along with Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Haridas Thakur, Shivas Pandit and many other devotees, and they all became completely immersed in the mellows of Sri Krishna's Sankirtan.